I'm going to get him. He'll run away from you. You have to get a net or something to capture him. Then it's usher. That's called a mice. It's said you're going to capture the animal now on Yom Tov, and any seder is also on Yom Tov. Let's say it's in a small corral, and all you do is just walk over and just grab him. That's not called mechuset seder. Then mutter, it's called like it's caught already from before Yom Tov, and now on Yom Tov you're allowed to take him and chop him. You're allowed to just take him and chop him if you want. But tomorrow minute, we'll have a kasher on this. Vevirin shalchaya v'shaloifis. If you have a beaver that's a corral, shalchaya, that you have wild animals there, v'shaloifis, or else you have birds there, and tzodim mehem b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to capture, take from there on yomtiv. In other words, it's not called caught yet in this corral. It still could run around a lot. And for you to go capture him now is called a maisit tzedom. That's also to do on yomtiv. V'yeinoistim lefneim azoynis. Who I did very good with his learns, you can't feed him. Anytime there's Nista, we're afraid maybe come to capture him, you're not allowed to feed him either. On Rashi, Pshat doesn't mean a little shver here. Because Rashi learns the Chaya, the Chura has to come on to you. So why can't you feed him here? Hakobar Amras Kasha, Kasha, Chaya, Chaya, Kasha, Oifas, Oifas. I have a theory from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Avotsodin Chaya, Vyayf, Min of Avirin. Our Mishnah says, yes, you are allowed to capture, grab a Chaya or an Oif when it's in its corral. And here the Brisa says nothing doing. When it's in a corral, you still can't capture the Chaya. You can't capture the Yoif. It's a Sira. So Gemara says, Vishloi Mechaya Chaya Lakasha. I can answer you the two Siras about a Chaya, wild animal. Hor Reb Yehuda Hor Rabbonin. One goes according to Reb Yehuda Shita, one goes according to Rabbonin Shita. Titzanan, we learn it like this. Reb Yehuda says, Hatzad Tzipol Amigdol. If somebody captures a bird and puts him into a tower, to Amigdol. You take a tzvi, which is like a chayev, and you put him into a house. Chayev, you should know your chayev, that's called a maiset seder. Putting him into the house is called a maiset seder. So it's mashmo labayis, who the mechayev? Only if you bring him into the house, because now he's mamish caught in the house, he can't run away, he mamish have him trapped. Avol avivirin, mashmo, if you only have him outside in the corral, then loy, if you put the deer from outside into the corral, that's not called a maiset seder yet. So mashma, if the tzvi is in the corral, on Yom Tov now you're not allowed to grab him. Because by grabbing him now you're making the maaseh tzeda. So that will be pshat in the braisa. The braisa that says you can't capture the chayy in a corral goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That Rabbi Yehuda holds, even in a corral it's not called caught yet. The maaseh tzeda was only if you put him into the house. In the house he's called caught. But outside in the corral he's not called caught yet. The chachamim maimrim, the chachamim say, Tzipa l'migdol. If you take a bird, put him into the tower, that's called seder. Utzvi l'gina. If you take a tzvi, a deer, and put him into the gina with your garden, or l'chotz, or else into a backyard, or l'bevirin, or else into his corral, that's called a maaseh seder. So it's very good. According to Chachamim, our Mishnah goes with Chachamim. If you have a tzvi in the beaver from before Yom Tov, it's in the corral already from before Yom Tov, so it's already called caught from before Yom Tov. Now on Yom Tov, you're allowed to walk into the corral and just take out the chaya. Because once an animal is called already caught, then you can't catch it a second time. It's called caught already. Now just grab him and you can use him. So after that, our Mishnah says you could take a chaya from a corral that's called according to Chachamim Shita. And after the Brisa says it's also goes according to Yehuda Shita. So the Gemara says, Oifas, Oifas, Kasha. I have a steer with that one on life. Our Mishnah says, Oifas are mutza from the corral, from the beaver. And the Brisa says, Oifas are also. It's a steer, Oifas, Oifas. Maybe you tell me, there's no steer either. I'll tell you the difference, the two different types of beavers, of two different types of corrals, the coops, the chicken coops. The beaver Nakura, the Mishnah is talking about where it has a roof, therefore if you have a bird inside it's called caught, so therefore the oif is already caught, therefore on Yom Tov you can take it out. The Brisa that says it's also to take it out on Yom Tov, the beaver Shein the Makura, is talking about such a type of a chicken coop, that doesn't have a ceiling to it, doesn't have a roof on it. Therefore, it's not called caught yet, and therefore, to catch it now on Yom Tov, it's also. So maybe that's a terrace. For the Gemara of Abayis, a house, the Kabiva Mekuradomi. A house is considered like it has a roof. A house has a roof on it. Ubein the Rabbi Yehuda, Ubein the Rabbonin, Tzipa l'Migdolin. Where is the bird called caught? Only a special type of a migdol. Special type of a tower. That's some type of a cage. Some there is called caught. But Labayis Lai, if you stand put the oif, the bird, into a house, it's not called caught, even though the house has a roof. So Melo, that kasha to our Mishnah. How come our Mishnah says, a bird you're allowed to take out of a beaver on Yom Tov, the chura beaver is not called caught. It's not better than a house. A house is not called caught yet, even though it has a roof on it. But a bird can fly around. You can't get him so easily. So it's not called caught yet. So chur tzitzira. Omer Rabba bar Rav Huna, hocha betzipa dror askinin. I tell you, there are two different types of birds. The brisa that says you can't catch a bird from a beaver on Yom Tov is talking about a wild bird. A wild bird, Shaina Makabelas Morris. It never accepts to have an ownership over it. So it's always wild. A wild bird, you try and get it to run around. So therefore it's called Seder to capture him, to get him on Yom Tov. Mashenka and Amishka is talking about a tamed bird. There, if it's in the beaver already, just go and take him. It's not called a Maisit Seder. The Torah of the Rabbi Shmuel. Loma Nikra Shmuel Tzipa Dror. Why is its name called the bird of Dror, means of freedom? Shedora Bebayez Kibesoda. It lives in the house the same way it lives in the field. Just like in the fields, men, they fly away as fast as they can go all over. Who is in your house also? They fly all over. You go to get them, they fly the other side. So then there's such a bird you can't get. That's called a Maisit Seder. So to capture such a bird on Yom Tov Taker is also. Mashen Kain, the Mishnah is talking about a tame bird. That time, if it's in the beaver already, it's called already caught. There's no Maisit Seder. So the Marahashta, the Asl Hochi. Once you come onto this type of a terrace, that you have two different birds. I'll tell you, Chaya, Chaya, Nam Lakasha. I'll tell you, there's no steer, I'll Mishta to the Brisa. But what's the loch of a Chaya? Can you capture, is a Chaya in a beaver called captured or not? I'll tell you, there's no steer. There are two different types of corrals, two different types of beavers. Ho, the beaver, cotton. Our Mishta is talking about a small one. If you have him in a small one, he's called caught already. If we're allowed to take him out of Yom Tov. Ho, the beaver, Godel. After the Brisa says you can't take a Chaya out of a beaver, it's talking about a big corral. A big corral, he's not called caught yet. You try and get him, he'll run to the other side. Since the run around is not called caught yet, to go capture him on Yom Tov it's also. So the Mara, hey chidami biva cotton, hey chidami biva godel. So you say now a new yisayin. If it's a big one, it's taka osser. If it's a small one, it's mutter. How do you define what's called a small beaver that's mutter, it's called captured already? What's called a big one that's still osser? Ravashi, called hey chidroyet abas. Anytime you run after him. With one run, with one chase, you get him. One direction, you get him there. That's called a small one. Beviva cotton, that's called a small one. Beviva godel. Anytime you take one dash after him, he could run away and you can't get him at one time. You have to dash after him two or three times already. That's called too big already. It's not called caught yet. Therefore, it's also to get him on Yom Tov. That's called a Maisit Seder. In other territories, Kolhecha Diko Uksi Uksi, with a lot of corners there, that the animal could turn around on you and hop and hide in the corner, that's called beaver godel. That's called the big beaver. It's called the big corral. It's not called caught yet. It's also to capture him, get him now in Yom Tov. Vidach, if it doesn't have too many corners to run to, there's only one corner there. So if you trap him in the corner, you got him stuck, that's called beaver cotton. That's called a small one. In another territory, it says, Kol heichot denafli tula, de kostli hadodi. And like any time the shade, in other words, it's not that wide, that the shade of one wall falls onto the next wall. In other words, it's not that far away. That's called a small beaver. Beaver cotton. Beaver beaver godel. Any time that the shade does not reach one wall, does not reach the other wall, that's already called a big one. So of course, like, you have to know what type of the day we're talking about and where the sun is. Like sometimes the sun is all the way down, no matter where you are, it'll reach. In the middle of the day, no matter how close you are, it won't reach. The time is the middle part, that middle size, that the size of the shade from one wall will reach the other wall, that's called a small one. And if thing bigger than that is called a big beaver and you can't capture him, that's called a Maisit Seder. So therefore there's no steer with the Bryce and the Mishnah, so you have different type of corrals, a big one and a small one. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, holding the Chov Dalet, Amr Aleph, for the two dots. Let's just see, the Mishnah again, as tomorrow goes to the end of the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah says a klal that ain't sodim dogin min avabirim b'yom tov. Not allowed to make tzad. You can't capture a fish or any animal on Yom Tov. And the chiddush is min avabirim from a pond, a fish pond, it's not called caught yet. You have to catch it. It's chayiv. If you're nest of neim azaynis, therefore you can't give them food because the Torah says we're afraid to come to capture them. Avot tzadim chayiv b'yoyf min avabirim, but you're allowed to capture a chayiv b'yoyf from its coop because that's already called caught already. And relation of Nayam Mazoinis, therefore you're allowed to feed them, because we're not afraid to come to capture them, because they're already called caught. Now Rab Shimla Gamil Aimer, it depends. Loy kola bevirin shoven. And this is the halacha like this, that not all the coops or all the corrals are daima, are alike. This is the cloud. Kol ha-mechusa tzedim. Anytime it's in the corral, that you still have to go and capture him, the animal is not called caught yet, so therefore, usher, you're not allowed to capture, take him out now on Yom Tif, because it's called the Maisa Tzedim. Ushein ha-mechusa tzedim mutter. But if it's not called mechusa tzedim, if it's called caught already, then you're allowed to take him out, take him from this coop or this corral on Yom Tif. Samar before said, what's called caught already? So one teretz was a small one that you catch him in one run. You just run after him and catch him at one time. He can't dodge you, run away. That's called the animal's caught already. Now, Shimon Gamliel in there, loikol avavirin shoven. Not all the coops are a shoven. Not all the corrals are shoven. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, halachak Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. We pass like a Shimon Gamliel. That depends upon the corral, a very big one. The animal is not called caught yet. Therefore, on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to capture him now. If it's a small corral, the animal's called caught, you're allowed to take him out on Yom Tov. Omalei Abayis said, halacha, like, what are you telling me, halacha, mechlau de pligi, mashmah, somebody argues on him. And lechur de mishnah is not mashmah, anybody argues. Like, a Shimon Gamliel, I'm saying a klal, that he's explaining, right, the Tanakama, who says there's a machlekes. So if there's no machlekes, what do you have to say, halacha, you have Shimon ben Gamliel? Like Shita, that's the halacha. Nobody's arguing on him. He's only coming to explain the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yosef answered back, "Oh, my nafkulochomino." Like, what's the difference if nobody argues or not? Like, I didn't say anything wrong. I just said a statement that the halacha is like a Shimon Gamliel, and it's true. So you're asking me, like, what do I have to say it for? Nobody argues. We understand it that way. So he said, "So what?" So if you understand it, very good. Amalei, so no, Abai answered back like this. Gemara Gomer Zemurtet Hey. Like we learned Gemara, you want to make a joke out of it, Zemurtet Hey, you want to make Zemiris out of it. We don't make Zemiris out of the Gemara. So therefore, if you said something, you have to mean what you're saying. So if you said over Memra that Halach is like a Shimon Gamliel, it has to have some meaning to it. And like this, it has no meaning. Since nobody argues on them Shimon Gamliel, like Shita, that's the Halach, you didn't have to say it. Yeah. But so kitzadat talocha gashum gamliel, that loikol abavir and shovin, not all the coops of the corrals are shovin, it depends. If it's a big one, you're not allowed to take it out on Yom Tov, it's called mechusa tzeda, and if it's a small one, it's called already caught, then you're allowed to take it on Yom Tov. Zeh klal, so the Mishnah ends off, what's the klal? Zeh klal, that kol ha-mechusa tzeda. Anytime the animal is not considered caught yet, you still have to go and capture him, that's also to do on Yom Tov. The mechusa tzeda is also. The way Rashi learns, of course, was Efshel Aseisim Erev Yom Tov. You should have done it before Yom Tov, therefore you can't do it on Yom Tov. The way Tosfos learns is Doima to the Melechus of Lash and Tziram, of the Melechus of Tziram, that you're not allowed to do. It's called the Melechus Avoida, that's not Mutter on Yom Tov. The Gemara says, Heichi Domi Mechus Etzeda. What's called that you still have to capture it? So in other words, it's also now to take it out of this corral on Yom Tov, it's called you're going to capture it. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Call Shoimer Havo Mitsuda Unitsodenu. Anytime you still have to say, bring me the net and we'll capture him. In other words, it's a nice big corral, and you can't just stand, take one run and get the animal, but you have to get the net to capture him, so it's not called captured yet. Therefore, it's also to do it now on Yom Tov. Strashi Havo Mitsuda Kleimar. Shetzorech Levakesh Tachbulois Letovshoi. You have to find some ways to chop him, to grab him. Vahainu Shiura Deviva Godu. That's called the big corral. Anytime you don't need a trap, you don't need a net, you can get them with your own hands, that's called the Biber Cotton. Each one is saying a different shear. Before it said you run after him in one shot, and now he's saying a different shear that if you have to still call, use a net or not. Abaya said, we have the geese and the hens. Shaimrim habo mitsudin asadenu. Still, if you want to catch a geese, you still have to say, bring me the net, let's go capture him. Vetanya, and still we learned, hatsad avozim, vetanagolim, viyoinei hadrisois. If you go and capture on Yom Tov this geese, or the hen, or this type of a pigeon, viyoinei hadrisois comes from the place hadrisois, is potter. So you see, you'll have to capture him on Yom Tov. It's potter. You're telling me whenever you have to use a net, it's not called caught yet, and you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. And here it says you're allowed to capture him on Yom Tov. Trashi Yad Risoyis, Al Shem Mekoimon, V'Yashem Hashem Hurdis. Then Hagdilim Beveisim. These were his special Leonian pigeons that grew in his house. So Chitzis Akasha. So Omar Rabba Barapun Omar Shmuel Halalu Boyin Lekluvin Lorif. It depends. A pigeon or a hen or a geese, they come into the coop at night by themselves. Even though by daytime they go out, they come home and sleep home at night. The Halalu Ein Boyim Lekluvin Lorif. That our Mishnah says by Oifois or by Chayes, they don't come home at night. In other words, it's not a domestic animal. If it's not a domestic animal, doesn't find himself home every night, when he's away, he's called like not caught yet. Therefore, there's a melech of capturing him. Mashenken, if you have these geese and these hens that come home every night and sleep in their own coop, so they're called caught. So even though right now they're in the big corral and you have to get a net to capture them, but since at nighttime they come home to sleep in your own coop, therefore it's called capture, it's called domestic, it's not called a maaseh tzedek. Trashi the kluvim sal shemakanin boy, their own coop that they sleep in, the hens. K'moy k'kluv moliyoyf. Avozan agoylem boy in erev l'kluv, v'noyach l'tovshin shum. Therefore at night it's very easy to grab them. Since they're sleeping in a small coop at night, you can grab them. Hilkach arenkin itzaydim v'yoymdim. Or mutal itzaydim afilu chus l'kluvim. Therefore even at daytime, that they're out in the fields or wherever they are, and there you have to use a net to capture them, still, you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Because they have a shame, they're caught already. Since at night time they're going to come home and be easy to get, it's called like it's caught already. It's not called a wild animal. You're allowed to capture this on Yom Tov. For the Yomar of Arei Yoinei Shoivich, we have these pigeons that live in the Shoivich, that type of nest. For Yoinei Aliyah, we also have the pigeons that live on top of the, upper on the attic. The boy in the Kluvim Lorif, at night time they come home and they sleep in their own nest. For Tanya, still we learned like this. Hatzad Yoinei Shoivich, somebody captures on Yom Tov these pigeons that live in the nest. The Yoinei Aliyah, those pigeons that live upstairs in the second on the attic. The Siporim Shekornu Betfichin, or else a bird, Shekornu that made its own nest. Betfichin Bevirois, different places. Trash, Betfichin Bevirois means Goros. Kimin Pachim Noistin Bechoymos Habirois. The Amigdolum Lekanen Shamayfus Habor. Those wild animals make their own nest in a type of a tower on an upper building. They make their own nest there. So if you go and capture these birds in their nests, you should know, Chayiv, it's Chayiv. So Kashri is, these birds come home at night to sleep in their own nest, in their own coop, and still it says if you capture them on Yom Tov or Shabbos, it's Chayiv. So you see, it's not enough the fact they come home at night to sleep in their own nest. Even though at night it's easy to get them, but at daytime when they're not home, and you have to run after them and get a net to capture them, it's called you're doing a Maaseh Tzedek later. So Chutz Hasdira then. Before we said it's mutter, now we say it's also, it's chayiv. Elo Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Omar Shmuel, a different type of a teretz. Halalu boyin lekluvim loriv umezenoison alechem. That's what we said before, a geese or a hen. Those are type of birds that's up to you to feed them. In other words, the domestic birds, they're your pets, and they have to come on to you, you have to feed them. So two things. They come home to sleep at night in their own nest, in their own coop, so it's easy to get them. Also, you're the one that feeds them, take care of them. It's called like a ben bias by you. So they're called already caught. Mashenken, these other type of yoinim, this yoinim shevich. Or else these yoinim aliyom, the halolo boyin lekluvim lorif, true. They come home at night to sleep in their own nest. Or the v'yem is a nice in alechem. They don't come on to you to feed them. You're not the one that has to feed them. They take care of themselves. So since they take care of themselves, they're not sit apart like your household. It's not called caught by you. Therefore, it's no good. So that's the teretz. You need two tenoyim then. It has to be mizunazecho lecho, and also that they come home to sleep at night. You need two miles. Right, the Rav Mori, Omer Mori says another teretz. Hani yavidi l'rebuya, v'hani l'yavid l'rebuya. One of them is going to run away from you. The Rebuya Rashi says, yoynei shevet, these type of pigeons, asuyin li'shomet. They run away from you, levroyach, b'vnei b'nei yodim. They run away from people. So therefore, even though they come home to sleep at night, but since as soon as you come near them, they run away from you, it's not called caught. When you go take a net to get them, now on Yom Tov it's called you're making a ma'aser, say that that's also to do. But, v'hani le'avidim rebuya. But the other ones, the geese and the hens, they don't run away from you. They, when you get night time, when you go near them, they don't run away. So therefore, that's called captured, that you're allowed to get them now on Yom Tov. For the Gemara, Kula Nami Avidl Rabuya, I they all run away. The Teret says, Lekluven Karminon, the Avidl Rabuya. Trash Lekluven Karminon Avidl Rabuya, Porchim Atkinon, the Tzorach Lala Sachrayim, the Gamshom Nishmotim Imenu, the Yordan. In other words, that even geese and hens, when you go after them, they also run away from you. But they don't run so far. Them, it's easy to catch. Mashenka, these pigeons that goes up in the shevech, they give you your money's worth. They go upstairs, and when you climb up, they jump down. Then they go up and jump down. Kids, you can't get them so easy. So they continuously run away from you. That's a harder capturing. That's not called caught yet. So to capture them with a net on Yom Tov, that's also. Mashenka, regular geese and hens, even though they, if you go near them, maybe they'll walk away a little bit, but they don't give you your money's worth, you get them very easily. So since they come home and sleep at night, and they don't run away from you so easy, that's called already caught. There's no mice that say that that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. So the Mishnah. Mitzudai chaya v'oif v'dogim she'osan mi'erev Yom Tov is lo'yito mihem v'Yom Tov. Let's say you set a trap, a net. Mitzudai chaya, you set up a trap to capture a chayim, the yoif to capture birds, the dog to capture fish, and you put up these nets, these traps on Erev Yom Tov. But you didn't come to check it on Erev Yom Tov to see if you caught the fish or the animal yet. You only came on Yom Tov. And Yom Tov in the morning, you see a fish is caught, you see an animal is caught. Are you allowed to take this animal or not? The locher is lo yito mihem b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to take it out of the net on Yom Tov itself, because the chur is muksam. Like an atzada was first caught today, so it's like muksa, before Yom Tov wasn't prepared yet. You didn't have it yet, it's a wild animal. So you're not allowed to take them. You can't take them on Yom Tov. Elim came yadeya shenitzoidum Erev Yom Tov. Unless you know for sure it was captured Erev Yom Tov. Now, umaysa benochri yechad, it happened once with a guy, shehevi dogil l'rabban Gamliel. He bought fish, to Rabban Gamliel on Yom Tov. Now the question is allowed to eat it or not? Did the guy capture the fish today on Yom Tov of Yosser, or was it captured from yesterday? So the Omar and Rabbi Gamliel said, really the locher is mutter in Hain. The locher is the fish is mutter. El Hashem Ritzoni L'Kavle Menu. But Yishno, me myself, I don't want to get it from you. So Rashi learns, Shani Soneya. Rabbi Gamliel hated, had something against this guy. Therefore, did not want to accept the present of fish from the guy. But Mikra Alochi held, you're allowed to accept the fish from a guy. Like Rashi says right away, the Gemara Porach Maisa Lishta, the Gemara asked the question, it's a Sira. One Maisa is against the first Halacha. The first Halacha said, if you go to the net on Yom Tov and catch and see a fish is caught, you can't use it on Yom Tov. So if a guy comes and brings you a fish on Yom Tov, how are you allowed to eat it? You should be afraid. Maybe the guy first caught it today. It was caught today at the beginning of Yom Tov was Muksa. It wasn't caught yet. So it should be also to use it. So it's a Sira, the Rashi to the Sefer. That's the Gemara's first kasha, but the Gemara, Maisa, Lister. So the Maisa is one's going against the other. The Rashi says, Bitmiya, Vichidera, Hamadabrim, Lema, Dovrim, Mevin, Maisa, Achum, Hachas, Diborishan. Do you bring a story that goes against what you just said? The Gemara says, Chasuri Nechsa, something is missing in the Mishnah. Vochit Katoni, this is the way we should learn really in the Mishnah. Sofik, Muchin, Osir. If we're in doubt whether this fish or animal was Muchin, was prepared from before Yom Tov, in other words, it's a sofik muksa. If the animal was caught in the net on Erev Yom Tov, so then at the beginning, the Yom Tov was already caught, it was called something edible, it's aimed to be eaten, it's mukhin, you prepared it already, so it's not muksa. On its side, it wasn't caught until Yom Tov itself, so at the beginning of Yom Tov, this was a wild animal, it wasn't mukhin, it's muksa. So the Rashi Mishnah says, Enechnami, sofik mukhin is also. That's the cloud we had a rice on a dollar on a base, also like that. There are sofik muksa, even though muksa is only with the rabbonin. The rabbonin dik adinu muksa is a chomedik alochem. That even if we're doubtful whether the animal is really muksa or not, we don't know if the animal was caught from before Yom Tov or not, min sofik still tosa. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Now, Rabbi Gamliel matir, that's what should be in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel argues and says, no, since muksa is only nisa the rabbonin, so if you have a doubt now when the animal was caught, was it caught before the beginning of Yom Tov? Because you put the net out Erev Yom Tov in the morning. Just you didn't come to check the net or the trap until Yom Tov in the morning. So when you find the animal Yom Tov in the morning, you have a doubt, when was it caught? So since it's a sofik, maybe it was caught before Yom Tov, and it's only Nisa the Rabbonin, therefore goes the cool, he's matir. Now it's good. Oh my tanami, now the Gemara brings a story also, the Mishnah brings a story, Benoch Riech with one guy, Shehevi Dogim Rabbi Gamliel. He brought to Rabbi Gamliel on Yom to fish. The Omar, and he said, Rabbi Gamliel Paskin, really, Mutarenhein. Anybody is allowed to eat this fish. Why? We don't know if the guy didn't say for sure he caught it today. The guy just saying, I have fish for you. We can't tell if it was caught yesterday or today. So maybe it was caught yesterday, and then it's not muksa. So it's a doubt whether it's muksa or not. The locher is mutter. Elishain return lekabli many. But me, myself, Rabbi Gamliel, I don't want to accept from the guy. I don't like this guy. I don't want to take it away from him. So therefore, there's no steer in the Mishnah. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, ain't a loch like Rabbi Gamliel. We don't pass like Rabbi Gamliel. As we pass kin sofik muchin is osa. Min a sofik, the din of mukhtir is rabbonu wa machmir, the even on a sofik to its osa. Vika di masni lo aho, some learned this, but he said over Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel on a different zach. The tiny we learned like this. Sofik muchin. What's the loch of poshet by a sofik if it's muchin or not? You have something, you don't know if it's mukhtir or not. You're doubtful whether it was prepared or not from before Yom Tov or not. Like our case here, if you capture, you see the net, whether you found something on Yom Tov in the morning. We have Gamliel Yomater. We don't say it's a mutter, like it says in our Mishnah, because Sofik Muchin is mutter. Sofik Rabboni Golukula. We have Yeshua Isa. Yeshua is the one that says, no, it's Asa. And on this, Amr Rav Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, Halacha Krev Yeshua. Halacha is like Rav Yeshua, that Sofik Muchin is Asa. Sofik Muchin is Asa. Vika Dimastin Lo Ahod Tanya. Some learn over this memory of Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel that he passed in the Chumrah on another braisa yet. All the time, he learned like this. Shoichtin min ha nigorin b'yontif.